Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, you're going to hear some chinchilla talk.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Okay, are we? We're not talking about that, right?
No, we're okay, not.
I don't care. I haven't done it yet.
Can I weigh in on this one?
Mm-hmm. My kids want a chinchilla.
You know what you have, Christy?
I have dogs.
You have two dogs. Dogs are the perfect pet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what?
They're and big dogs. And dogs and chinchilla
don't mix.
Mortal enemies.
Yeah. Oh, they'll get along after a while.
No. I'm seeing a wagging tail, a cheerful dog, and a dead chinchilla hanging from its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've read the book. There's a way to introduce the two.
Oh. Hello, hey, dog. Christy. I'm a chinchilla.
Bob, don't you notice when Christy walks in every day, she usually says, I need something to complicate my life.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The water of my life isn't cloudy enough.
Hey, no.
Christy, what could I add to make it more confusing?
Christy, have you been looking over my shoulder? Can I ask you?
Can I introduce you to someone?
Don't you walk in and go, maybe I need a major drug habit?
No, I don't.
How about...
What's wrong with a little chinchilla? They're very cute.
Uh-huh.
They take these little volcanic...
Do you know how long
bats?
It's taken me to get rid of that lizard? I just got rid of that lizard.
Oh, you know what? That's the big item now because of Nim's Island, because the girl in Nim's Island has this pet bearded dragon.
Great.
And so when I was looking at the
What's wrong with you?
When I was...
Don't get...
I do love it so when Bob hits the microphone with his head. I don't know why, but I just love
it. So I'm in the pet store.
Christy, when Lewis
and
Clark... When Lewis and Clark went across this great country of ours, what'd they take with them?
A dog.
Why? Because dogs are great pets.
They didn't take a bearded dragon lizard.
Or a chinchilla. You know what you need to do? Let me tell you, a cottage industry, a chinchilla rancher.
I am not going to raise chinchillas.
Oh, you know how much a chinchilla pelt goes for?
That's what you need to
for?
Do. Teach the kids how to skin them.
There you go. Yes.
Wow.
We didn't want to talk about this.
That's a nice bedspread. What's it made of? Old chinchilla?
I just want one.
Next spring, we're going to have a whole...
More chinchillas.
Could we?
I hope we're rolling tape
when the chinchilla's dead and the kids are all crying. Could you get this phone call?
Oh, my God. Bob and Tom
Why
Show.
You always rain on my parade. Always.
Because your parade has a roadblock.
Because
it's full of dead chinchillas.
Because you're going to walk in here one day bitching about, yeah, last night the chinchilla got out.
Wait a minute. They are cute.
They are cute.
Yeah, Christy, I think the problem is you're starting your parade in downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay, there's going to be a little rain.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Jumbo. Hey, Christy.
What?
I heard you're looking for a good health tip.
Oh.
Yeah, we'd like to add to our menagerie.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea. You know what would make a fine pet?
What's that?
Is an elephant that will your brains out.
Oh, no, my.
I know. Just the guy to do it.
No elephants are allowed in her neighborhood.
No.
Oh, you're kidding. You guys are not.
There are no elephants and no leavened bread.
No. You got it backwards.
There's
elephants, but there's plenty of leavened bread.
You're zoned for no elephants?
No elephants at all.
There's no room for an elephant.
Well,
I just spent the last 2 months trying to grow grass. I can't afford to have an elephant.
He can fertilize it for you.
All of a sudden, no. Christy's going to get a chinchilla, but she's trying to be practical talking to an elephant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to grow grass, really.
What kind of grass do you like?
We can solve that problem right away. No, if you're having problems growing grass, which is, indigenous to your area, I think a chinchilla will be no problem.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Now, where are you living there? South America?
Mm-hmm.
No, listen, my point is, Christy, that what you need is an elephant. Somebody think
mm-hmm.
you don't need an elephant.
No, I don't.
But you need a chinchilla. No. What you need is the elephant who can satisfy you, take care of your every need. I can also mow the yard.
Wait,
yeah.
I was specifically told you couldn't grow any grass there.
Mm-hmm. I'm having some trouble with the grass growing.
Right. So what I'm doing is I'm offering something that you don't need. That way I won't have to follow through on it.
Oh, I see.
I see.
No, don't worry, baby. If you get pregnant, I will take care of it. You're not going to get pregnant, are you?
No.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, listen. Here's what I'm thinking.
What?
Me and you and the Ava and Beva, whoever they are,
uh-huh.
Right? Just the four of us make our own little happy home.
Mm-hmm.
You want a pet?
Yeah.
How about a nice monkey?
There you go. Introduce the monkey to the dog.
There you go.
Monkeys love dogs.
Monkeys love dogs. Dogs love monkeys.
Wouldn't it be cute to see the monkey riding on the dog's
back? Oh, yes. Hours of fun.
We put a little hat and boots on him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the monkey riding the dog because yes. I was cleaning his dung out of my blender. But the kids really loved it. They took a couple pictures.
How'd the monkey dung get in the blender?
Because the monkey walks over, opens it up, and shoves it in there. That's what they do.
Or he'll squat on top of it.
Oh, the kids love it.
Oh, monkeys are so much fun.
Not they getting
are
a monkey.
Fast. Come on, please, can we get a monkey? Please.
No.
Isn't that how you end up with a chinchilla?
Uh-huh.
Oh, mommy, please. Yeah.
I believe it is.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Chinchilla pelt, $61.
I'm not going to sell the pelt. I'm not that kind of
You can get a male and female chinchilla, $35 a piece.
Next thing you know, you got a farm.
No, next I don't want to breed them.
God. Oh,
I just want
God.
One as a pet.
Not to what mention keep the what? Fun of watching the chinchillas breed.
In the dining room?
You can invite us over.
Oh, whoa. You keep them in a big cage in the dining room? Oh, that has to be pretty healthy. Yeah.
Shall I carve the turkey? What's that?
Keeping them in a cage, nothing more enjoyable.
It's a big cage.
Nothing more enjoyable.
And that's what you have. Your house has so much room in it for big monkey cages. And
your house is perfect for a monkey.
You've never been to my house. I do have plenty of room.
That's because I don't go to houses where people have pets that have some kind of lethal dung in the dining room.
Chinchillas don't have lethal dung.
No, they actually...
Yet.
And they will go to the bathroom in a litter box.
No kidding.
Yes.
Really, that's...
And you can train them like a dog.
Can you now?
Then why don't you get a dog?
I already have two dogs.
Good. Then why don't you say enough?
This chinchilla is going to meet a grizzly end.
Oh, my God.
One of those dogs. You're going to come home and that chinchilla's going to be
one of the kids crying because
you're gonna hear
she
this.
Had the chinchilla out, was petting it, and one of the dogs snatched it out of her hand.
Honey!
My guinea pig, Gilby, almost met his end with my dog, Duffy. I'll never forget it.
Why don't you name it Gilby?
It's okay for you to have had a guinea pig.
No, it wasn't okay. It was stupid.
I got rid of the guinea pig, finally.
Yeah.
Although he was almost eaten by my dog. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
He had a broken
and
leg.
And where'd you keep your
his leg always stuck. His leg always stuck out like this.
After the dog incident?
Yes, after the dog incident. But the dog ran up wagging his tail. Look, Dad, I've got Gilby.
I found Gilby.
By the way, Gilby, of course, was named by my dad's friend, Mo,
who was distilled.
I didn't realize it.
He
was named after, yes, a distilled beverage. What should I name my new guinea pig, Dad?
I'll bet you
how about Gilby? I'm surprised I didn't name him Jack Daniels.
Oh, I bet your dad got a kick out of that.
Gilby or Kahlua, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah. I didn't know for years that my guinea pig had been named after Jen. I was just a little kid. Hi, Dad.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Now, this is good, though, because you get the chinchilla.
Yes.
As I understand it from Chick's research over there, your dog coughs up a hairball. It's worth $50. Yeah. Is that right?
$61
a pelt.
Oh, just wait till you see him eat a little raise. It's a cute third.
Come here, Ava. We're going to skin the chinchilla.
We are not skinning any chinchillas. Now, Pete is going to be calling me. I am not skinning any chinchillas.
Oh, my God. It's a mouse.
No, it's a mouse with a fluffy tail.
Oh, my God.
It is a bit of a rodent.
They're a horrible creature.
No, they're horrible.
They have teeth like this.
Oh, my God.
They have huge fangs.
Oh, they don't.
Who conned you into this?
Oh, my God.
Where did you see one of these things?
You should see these things. And don't feed them after midnight, Bob.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
My ex-sister-in-law had one for many, many, many
years.
You
know what? Notice she's an ex.
Yeah.
She's still a friend.
She says she's a friend.
Chinchillas are bad.
Hey, guess what I did? I talked him into a chinchilla.
And then another friend of mine had one for many years, and they both love them.
Okay.
You could take the chinchilla on trips.
Chick, here's a photograph. There's three photographs of a chinchilla. There's one that's kind of brown and white. Then there's a little fluffy white one. Then there's a guy holding up two huge chinchilla coats.
Yes! Beautiful!
We're going for the silver gray one, I think.
I tend to muscle.
Oh, boy.
Not the silver gray. They're mentally retarded.
See, I'm with Bob. I'm looking at the same thing Bob's looking at. And Bob's right. There's a little cute one. Then there's a great big gigantic fat one. Then there's a guy holding up 2 8-foot chinchilla coats. They're so big they go over his head.
And you didn't want to talk about this?
Oh,
this is all
God.
Best of right here. Are you crazy?
Christy, look at the little creepy hands that they have. Oh, God. Can I just read you a couple things about these chinchillas?
Sure, go ahead.
Already read a whole book, but you go right ahead.
Okay.
Fire away.
I'm looking at a photograph here from a chinchilla information website.
Oh, I am too.
Chinchillas are destructive. Mm-hmm. You'll need a room to exercise your chinchilla in. These are like what? They're like big rats?
Yeah,
a whole room?
They're about this big.
But what?
No, they're bigger than that.
The size of a volleyball?
You've seen the pygmy chinchillas.
No, I haven't. Size of a volleyball?
I'm asking.
About the size of a softball.
No.
Softball.
Well, it says that the skirting boards in your dining room don't have a chance against their little rodent teeth.
That's why they stay in a cage and you build their home. You give them a home made out of wood.
Shoes, handbags, plants, wallpaper,
children.
All in danger.
Children. Mm-hmm.
Chinchillas get bored. Yep. They need to be amused.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that means your kids will be bored with them instantly and you'll be doing all the amusing.
Mm-hmm. Do I amuse you?
Do you know how long they live?
Yeah, sometimes 8 to 10 years.
No, longer than that. Yeah, 80 years.
Yeah, this says up to 15.
Up to 15.
They will outlive you, then eat your house.
You'll be on Social Security.
Yeah,
they're
like parrots.
They're horrible creatures. You have to leave your home to your chinchilla.
Does Social Security give
you? I don't have enough money. I'm eating cat food myself. I'm going to feed
chinchilla to eat me out of house and home.
GD chinchilla.
If I had said I'm getting a guinea pig, what would you do?
Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
What about a hamster?
Same thing.
No.
You've got dogs. No. Dogs
My
are good.
My kids pets. Want a small animal.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
Why don't they have that at the other house?
Well, I'll be damned.
Well, because there's an allergy problem.
Did you read?
Good one.
So already they're high maintenance. Okay.
No, that was
no,
him.
No. Yeah. The allergy problems are.
Oh. Okay.
My suggestion would be.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
suggestion
was
Daddy's house.
The chinchilla has a to-go carrier, too, that they can take it with them on the weekends when they go stay at Daddy's.
None of this will happen.
That book that you were reading about chinchillas, that was a pro-chinchilla book, right? Brought to you by the Chinchilla Breeders Association?
No, it was
the
just CBA. A chinchilla book. I don't know. Got it at the library. Why?
Mm-hmm. CBA.
Well,
CBA.
See, why don't you have a chinchilla at the zoo?
Huh.
Like a library. That way you don't have to treat. All you
That's
have
right.
to do is go enjoy it. That's what the zoo's for.
Tell the girls that you have a chinchilla and you can go visit it every Tuesday mm-hmm. at 3 o'clock.
Well, we have been visiting this chinchilla every Monday at 6 o'clock at Pet Jungle. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And now they want to bring him home.
Of course they do.
Well, you know, I think it's time that the girls realize
they don't get everything they want.
That the world is a big, awful place and bad things happen sometimes.
Should I even bring up the other animal they have there?
Oh, no. What's that?
I really would like to have, but I can't because these are very, you talk about destructive.
What?
I can't say that on the air.
Go. What is it?
Go, baby.
The kinkajou.
The what?
Oh, yes.
They have a kinkajou. Have you ever seen one of these? They're like a little bear face with a really long tail, and they're like a flying monkey bear thing.
that trumps the chinchilla.
Yep. Now, how are we spelling? That is kind of an unfortunate name, too.
Let's just move on. By the way, chinchillas are nocturnal. Christy? Chinchillas are nocturnal.
I know they are. They like at night. Which is why they're going to stay in the dining room as far from our rooms.
They like to be.
You're trying to sleep and you're hearing.
Right, and they'll be on an exercise room.
Could I read this?
Yeah.
Chinchillas like to be up all night making large crashing sounds and generally imitating someone breaking into your house. The writer of this article writes, I have a burglar alarm that I have to turn off because I got fed up waking up thinking someone was breaking in.
I never felt more alive than when I killed my chinchilla.
Also, don't put chinchillas near a television or where children are playing. They need their sleep during the day. This is perfect for you. They do not make good pets for small children, according to this website.
You can't pick them. Well, I better shut up because you can't pick them up a certain way.
Yeah, they don't like being.
Their little.
Or they attack you. Or you what?
No, they're
or
just
you
very
crush
fragile.
Them?
Yeah, they can crush them.
Yeah, that'd be a shame.
I don't see a problem with that.
Then you got to find someone to look after them while you're
on vacation. They're like cats. They can go almost 3 days without.
I'm seeing returning home from Disney World with a dead chinchilla.
Little feet up in the air.
Mom, Krusty, stop moving.
Krusty.
Krusty's not going to be the name of the chinchilla.
No, is it going to be Coco?
No.
You don't have to name it if you don't bring it home.
Yeah.
You guys are really putting a damper on our chinchilla.
Oh, no, no.
Saying, this is a really bad idea.
You go right ahead.
Well, what did you expect? Here's our daughters.
And by the way, then this is don't buy, adopt. Thousands of chinchillas are turned in at shelters every year.
I've tried that. I haven't been able to find
an
adoption.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are some great pet stores out there now that have adoptions for small animals.
It says these are impulse buys that people don't. You might
I have not impulsed. I've read books. I made my daughter read the book. I've made her work extra money to money toward the chinchilla.
Buy dog food with the money.
There you go.
Well, we have a.
I don't want the chinchilla subject to be over.
Well, it's over.
What more do you want to know about chinchillas?
Nothing. I think I know
the volcanic ash bath is the coolest part. Because they can't get wet, so to clean their fur, you put them in this hail of dust stuff, and they like shake it and roll around in it. It's amazing.
Annual vet bills between $150 and $300 a year, according to this.
Yeah, so.
And they have problems with their teeth. Perfect.
Especially
if you don't give them something to chew on, but I will be happy to supply.
Looks like we're going to have to take the plaque off your chinchilla. We're going to have to put it out.
$2,000 because we have to send out for little tiny instruments.
It looks like your chinchilla needs some periodontal work. We've got some gum issues. This is going to cost you.
Okay.
You don't want.
What if I were getting a small dog?
That'd be fine. That's a dog.
Dog can actually interact with the whole family during the daytime hours.
You don't read about you read about all the greats in history and their dogs.
Lyndon Johnson grabbing his chinchilla by the ears.
Remember the great ones like Sergeant Ladd? You'd read about the wartime hero.
Why don't you get a?
You don't hear about a lot of wartime chinchilla heroes.
A little lap dog,
a little Yorkshire Terrier.
I've
heard
about that, but I just don't want another puppy.
Because this would be much more work.
I don't want to go through the puppy stage again.
Well, let's move forward here. We're going to take a short break.
Okay.
Come right back. This is the Bob and Tom
Show. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.